Chair, you are on the record.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to ADA Tuesday's November 18th board meeting. I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask Graeme to do a roll call of board members.
Commissioner Sandy?
Here.
Policy Director Smith?
Present.
Mr. Fogel?
Here.
Mr. Elledge?
Here.
Chair Prus?
Here.
Mr. Kendig?
Here.
You have a quorum, sir.
Thank you. Before us also is our agenda for today. I'll I'd like to add an executive session, some discussion of G25-10 and aid of public image.
Okay. This is Bill Kendig. I move to approve the agenda as amended.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Is there an objection to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, it's approved. Brings us to public comments. So for those of you online wishing to make a public comment, I'd like you to limit it to 2 minutes. Please state your name and affiliation, if any, clearly for our records. Remy, is there anybody online?
For members of the public who wish to make public comment, please press star 9 on your telephone. You will be notified when it's your turn to speak. Please remember to state your name and affiliation, if any, for the record. Chair, there are no members on the line at this time.
All right. Is anybody in the boardroom wishing to make a public comment? Seeing none, I'll close the public comment section. That brings us to item number 5, new business, section A, executive session, confidential deliberative matters related to loan participation program regulations, review of the FY 2025 audited financial statements, authorizing the FY 27 dividend, review of aid of projects, legal matters, of course, all of which are subject to the deliberative process privilege, executive process privilege, and all other legal exemptions from the Open Meetings Act. Also, matters related to the ADA subject to attorney-client privilege will be discussed. So with that, I will take a motion.
This is Bill Kendig. I move that the board enter an executive session for the purpose of discussing the following: loan participation program regulations, review of ADA fiscal 2025 audited financial statements, authorizing the fiscal 27 dividend, review of ADA projects, legal matters, other matters related to ADA, and matters that are subject to the specific legal advice, which is subject to the attorney-client privilege. These matters, which if discussed publicly, could have an adverse effect on the finance of ADA, and are matters that are attorney-client privileged and matters involving consideration of issues, and that by law are not subject to public disclosure due to the executive or deliberative process privilege or other law. The executive session and matters discussed therein are proper subjects for an executive session under Alaska Open Meetings Act, reference Alaska Statute 44.62.310(c)(1), (3), and (4), and the Alaska Public Records Act.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Thank you. Jimmy, on board.
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Policy Director Smythe?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Elledge?
Yes.
Mr. Kendig?
Yes.
Mr. Prus?
Yes.
Moves.
All right. So we'll go into executive session and...
Can we get the door shut, please?
Chair, you are on the record.
Thanks, Remy. I'll advise the public that the board did not take any actions on matters discussed while we're in executive session, and that the session was limited to discussion of matters directly protected from public disclosure by the Open Meetings Act. Brings us back to our agenda. Item number B, 2025 audited financial statements, and we can adopt those things by motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
I would like to motion that the fiscal year 2025 ADA audited financial statements be approved as presented.
This is Bill. I second.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, those are adopted. On item number C, without objection, I'd like to, on resolution G25-08, I'd like to postpone that to our December meeting. Hearing no objection, so be it. Item number D, resolution G25-10, declaring FY26 dividend to the state. Randy?
Thank you, Chair. So by statute, ADA is required, the board is required to declare a dividend between a range of 25% and 50% of the statutory net income earned in the previous 2 years prior. So for the FY27 dividend, the staff has reviewed the fiscal analysis and is recommending a 25%, a little bit more than 25% dividend. And the reasoning behind that is simply the large volume of projects that are on the plate of ADA, including mega projects, opening up the coastal plain of ANWR. We need to do 3D seismic. Estimated costs for that work are in the tens of millions of dollars. We're moving forward with AMBLR. President Trump has granted ADA's Section 1106 appeal. We now have all federal rights of way and permits, as well as our state right of way. And so we want to advance that project through some significant pre-construction and then into construction. If we finance that project, there's a very significant bond reserve that's required. Estimated amounts are still to be determined, but it's very significant. And then we have some other projects that are significant as well in the loan LPP program that are coming forward. We also have a significant pipeline of direct projects that are coming forward. And so given the totality of all those different circumstances, I'm recommending that the board approve a minimum dividend just slightly above 25% of $17 million. That's still a very significant dividend because of our record-setting highest statutory net income in 60 years of operation. So that's the good news, that we have our highest amount of statutory net revenue for the dividend, but we do have, that's got to be balanced with all the significant pressures on ADA from other projects, which will produce many multiples as we're successful with those projects. The revenue will produced will be many, many, many multiples of what would otherwise be paid out into the dividend. So, Mr. Chair, that's the recommendation of staff.
All right. For any discussion with Randy on this before I ask for it to be moved?
Mr. Chairman, what's the exact percentage at $17
million? 25.225.
Okay. And how does this compare to our previous years of dividend?
Member Fogle, I believe that a $17 million dividend is probably right in the median range for dividends. Our dividend last year was $20 million, so we're not that far lower this year. Again, that's due to we can do that, and we can pay that amount because of, you know, the very best year ever in the history of ADA for statutory net revenue.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I'll take a motion.
This is Bill Kendig. I move resolution number G2510, resolution of the Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority determining dividends to be made available to the state for fiscal year 2027, providing allocations and a procedure for making dividends available.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Randy?
Are we providing allocations?
Staff does not recommend allocations for this year, member.
So should we change the resolution to not include that?
Member Elledge, there is a resolution form that before the board that does not have the allocations.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Well, again, I'll reiterate that ADA has a lot of great opportunities in front of it. Obviously, it takes dollars to execute those opportunities, ultimately giving a rate of return to the citizens of Alaska and full-time, long-term employment opportunities. Support the $17 million dividend declaration, and we'll be supporting it.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to make one more comment.
Go ahead.
To date, ADA has made $495 million in total dividends since 1997 to the state, which is more than our seed money we were given when ADA was formed. Thank you.
Soon to be over 500
million. Director Fogel, could you repeat that total again?
It's $495 million.
Well, with this $17 million, though, it's more than that.
Yeah, it will be over $500 million with this dividend.
It would be $512 million if this resolution is approved. All right, Ramey, would you pull the board?
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Policy Director Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Elledge?
Yes.
Mr. Kendig?
Yes.
Chair Prus?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. Brings us to item number D in our agenda, resolution G25-10. Oh, I'm sorry. That was the one we just did. It'd be resolution G25-11, ADA investment policy. Randy?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the resolution before the members and the chair would make two edits to the existing investment policy. Page 8, paragraph F of the policy would be amended to explicitly authorize CDs, time certificates at FDIC-insured U.S. depositories as an eligible investment. And section 1 of the policy would be amended at page 4, paragraph C2. And I'm going to actually allow the chief investment officer to explain that change.
Certainly. Chair, members of the ADA board, as Executive Director Roro indicated, there are two updates to ADA's investment policy. ADA's investment policy is broadly broken into two sections. Section 1 is funds under external management, which we contemplate entering into investment management agreements with and revised agreements with our current managers or subsequent managers pursuant to a manager search per the investment policy through our investment advisor, Callan. The second portion of the investment policy is for funds under ADA's staff's directive control, subject to determination from the executive director, or in this case, his designee. So these amendments, as Mr. Roro indicated, are not only prudent, but they're essential for ADA to fulfill its fiduciary duty in an evolving, you know, marketplace, if you will. What they do is they strengthen ADA's liquidity management, we forecasted improve income efficiency and modestly broaden ADA's sources of return while upholding our longstanding priorities in terms of safety, prudence, accountability, and ultimately capital preservation. So specifically, we are seeking in Section 2 authorization for time deposits, certificates of deposits or CDs, and clarification on repurchase agreements. But what these do is they modernize our liquidity management, and so it streamlines ADA's internal ability and allowing for greater liquidity in terms of self-directed investments. Previously in resolution G2416, which is this investment policy is replacing, is that if staff wanted to enter into CDs, time deposits, repos, we would specifically have to go to the board each time we wanted to do that. And that just streamlines efficiency and ultimately allows us to diversify even more so than our current investment policy, which is government-sponsored entities, U.S. Treasuries, investments in the Alaska Municipal League Investment Pool, or AMLIP, and money market accounts. So what this amendment does is removed, as I said, is the need for recurring board approvals for what we characterize as routine low-risk placements, allowing staff to construct a predictable cash flow or CD ladder, maintaining what is now currently T+0 reconciliation liquidity, which is consistent with best practices for those funds under ADA's management. The second amendment is related to Section 1, those funds under external management, which permits a limited rules-based allocation to U.S. high-yield corporate bonds. So what this does is it allows, again, income enhancement or returns enhancement by allowing up to no greater than 5% of those funds under external management for fixed income portfolios to invest in only U.S. high-yield corporate bonds, so rated BB, B, or CCC. It does provide incremental carryover for investment-grade bonds. And right now, with current spreads, we feel that that investment sleeve could add up to anywhere of 10 to 20 basis point returns on our overall portfolio for fixed income returns, which again supports ADA's income objectives without materially increasing risk. And understand that the policy is not changed in the sense that those funds under external management must on a weighted average basis be no less than investment grade. So it allows us to get a little bit more return.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Questions for Jeff? It was a good discussion, Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I'll take a motion.
This is Bill Kennedy. I move resolution number G25-11, amended and restated resolution of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority relating to investment policy statement.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Thank you. Before we ask, call for the vote. Any further discussion? Remy, would you pull the board?
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Policy Director Smythe?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Elledge?
Yes.
Mr. Kendig?
Yes.
Chair Pruse?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. All right. Next up is project updates. Director comments. Randy?
Thank you, Chair. So some quick project updates for the Chair and the Board and the public. starting in Southeast, Ketchikan Shipyard has been transferred operatorship to JAG. They are now booked through August, I believe. They have two NOAA vessels in the yard now. I believe one of those is the Oscar Dyson for a major refurbishment. They've hired an additional 50 to 70 employees over the previous operator, and they're planning to hire another, I believe, 40 to 50 here soon. So they're really moving. That's good news for both the people of the region, for ADA and its mission for jobs and economic development. It's all positive there. And I think they're going to continue to grow and advance. So that's good. The other projects, West Sioux project, is moving forward. We recently got, just yesterday, the EPA and the Army Corps issued their, finally issued their new guidance post-SACIT. So their policy approach to wetlands on all our road projects should comply with the law now and the U.S. Supreme Court decision. So we're reviewing that policy. It's open for comment. We'll get some comments in, but it is a much narrower view of wetlands to where you actually have to have a body of water that you can see on the surface, either a significant river or lake, before you have any federal wetlands. So previously, the policy was if there was water either temporarily forming on the surface or moving underground, or even if there was a chance that aquatic vegetation could grow underground, that was enough to give the federal government jurisdiction. And that is an issue in the sense that it triggers a NEPA process and spawns lots of litigation, et cetera, over projects. So now control of projects is largely placed back in the hands of the states, which is actually where the Clean Water Act says in statute it should have always been. Good progress there with the Army Corps of Engineers and the West Sioux Project and the Ambler Road Project. Our reviews internally have shown a reduction in federal wetlands between 90% and 95%. So very significant positive there. Anwar, we are moving forward with advancing some work on polar bears. Polar bear dens are what are required to be largely avoided by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for the southern Beaufort population of polar bears. So we've got some work going to identify where those are actually at instead of relying on a mathematical model, which may or may not be accurate. So advancing there. Expect to be moving forward as well on that project. The oil and gas is there. It is present. It was found to be present back in 1987 by the Department of Interior when they reviewed their 2D seismic. We've looked at data since then and reconfirmed that the oil and gas is there in large quantities, billions of barrels of recoverable oil, trillions of cubic feet of gas. So advancing there as well. And we have our other normal pipeline of projects, loan participation program. We have a couple of significant projects moving forward there that we're still in underwriting. Same with several projects on the direct program side. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Randy. Any questions on project updates for Randy?
Anything, any more interest in the additional acreage at Ketchikan?
Member Elledge, there is actually recent interest in the additional acreage and meeting with some companies next week.
Thank you.
All right. So I guess we're at item G to let everybody know what the next ADA board meeting is, December 9th, and that brings us to board comments. Albert?
Mr. Chairman, Randy, I just want to again thank you. ADA and its staff is, and you are handling a lot of big issues for not only Alaska, but for the future generations. And so just know that your work does not go unnoticed, and we just appreciate everything that you and your staff are handling to manage under this small staff that we have. So just appreciate everything that you've done and your staff has done.
Thank you, Member Fogle. I really appreciate that. It means a lot.
I'd echo Member Fogle's comments with maybe some special attention to the accounting staff as they get things in order. So much appreciated, guys.
Yeah, I echo the same statements. You guys are doing one hell of a job, and we appreciate everything you do. You make it easy, make our job easy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Randy, do you want to say anything?
The audit report was absolutely flawless, so kudos.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, as always, I'd like to thank the staff and those folks that, you know, that put this board meeting together. It's a lot of work. You know, it kind of interrupts your day-to-day lives, but we do as board members appreciate that. And it is nice to have a clean audit. There's no questions and no issues, and hopefully the legislature auditors will